From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
She's Maud.
You ever tuck a hoe?
No. I tuck a hoe in the mouth when she talks back to me. I'll tell you what I did.
Fucking tuck that bitch right in a bus.
Who fucking told that joke? the comedian.
I don't know.
Emo Phillips.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Use the word Arapaho in a sentence. I rap a hoe in the mouth when she talks back to me. Or something like that. It was something very similar.
Arapaho.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to TGO Radio, recording on August. What's the date today?
Today's 9th.
Happy Nagasaki Day.
Yeah.
In real time, although this was broadcasting on September 9th or something like that. We're a month ahead. Anyway, welcome back, everyone. We're glad you're here, you know.
We are. And, we're very happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Welcome to 96.9.
Oh, yeah. The Heat Zone.
The Heat Zone.
Welcome back to the Heat. Oh,
yeah.
I got a surprise for you coming.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I can't tell you what it is, but it's regarding the Heat Zone.
Is it really?
Yes.
Right on.
We are broadcasting from the Heat Zone on 96.9.
96.9.
The Fist. This is TGO Radio.
The Fist!
Sitting across from me is Jeff Durant. I am Brian Wise, producing. Show producer extraordinaire, Douglas K. Reach Around. You know, we left my house to get away from that.
We left one place and walked 40 days and 40 nights through the desert to get here.
Yes. The Heat Zone, as we've discussed, is the North Studio of the... TGO Media.
Did we? Is it is, isn't it? Did we settle on that? Yeah. The Heat Zone.
Yeah. It's the Heat Zone. The episode up right now is called The Heat Zone. You skip ahead about the last 20 minutes or so,
okay,
and you'll be hip deep in the Heat Zone. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's where we went off. We went off one day on 96.9 of Fist, didn't we?
That was it. Yeah, I was thought.
Jesus Christ, I rattle that off like it's a station I listen to every day.
96.9 of Fist. It's me, Lou Cannon.
No. 96.9 is not going to employ somebody like Lou Cannon.
What do you mean?
Got to be somebody younger, zippier, peppier.
Yeah, well, that's your first mistake. Young guys don't know how to fist.
Huh?
You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Marijuana! You in here for some marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit!
Marijuana is not a drug.
I used to suck dick for coke.
I seen him.
That's
an addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
The disgust in his voice. I didn't think so. It's like you're a worse person for having not sucked cock for marijuana. Yes. That's the important takeaway from that scene. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't think so.
I didn't think so. Well, I regret the necessity of having to inform the entirety of the female sex that I have found my future wife.
You did?
I did. Yes. Oh, yes, I did.
Congratulations. When's the happy day?
Well, she doesn't know it yet.
Oh.
But she came to me from the Guinness Book of World Records. It's a U.S. woman breaks the record for the loudest belch.
Oh, boy.
It's 107.3 decibels.
What? Do you have this recording?
Well, I have, yes.
How much? 107.3. Yikes.
let's see.
Jesus Christ, that's loud.
It's as loud as, let's see, and they say how loud it is too. It's
like a jackhammer or something, or
yeah, like a
rock concert, or
she primed her body by eating breakfast and drinking coffee and beer. I love
that's,
her.
There you go.
I love her.
Boy.
Let me see. 107.3. Kimberly's record breaking. This is Kimberly Kimikola Winter from Maryland.
Oh.
Kimberly's record breaking burp is louder than a blender, an electric handheld drill, and even some motorcycles at full throttle.
Ooh.
I love her.
Damn.
Yes, yeah, sir. She is the one for me.
My name is Kim, or better known as Kimikola on TikTok, and I just broke the world record for women's loudest burp.
This whole video is just peppered with them. And I watched this the other day, and I go, this might be the most childish break in my show's history.
Right.
This is going to be the best.
Well, I've kind of always known that I was able to burp loud. Ever since I was a little girl, even growing up, everyone was... were so loud. Even my parents are just like, can you please shut up? What I do to prepare?
What the fuck?
I love her. I love her. I will not have you stand between me and the love of my life.
Yeah,
burp and burp is I just take a deep breath in.
And let me dip it in your mouth.
You have her belch all over your cock, aren't you?
Just... Let me dip my nuts in your mouth and fucking belch while I whack my mule.
Jesus.
Drop a bag of...
Yeah, keep going. I'm almost there.
Drop a bag of seeds on your ample forehead.
Do something monstrous and magical.
Jesus Christ.
I told you.
Holy shit.
I told you.
Are you serious?
I told you. I'm in love. I told you.
Could you not be?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
But I bet if you had to hear it all the time, you'd be like, all right, Kimmy, we got it. You know, just we got all right.
But you take that shit out in the backyard.
Yeah, beat it.
Beat it, stupid.
Fucking.
Like
sounds like somebody's ripping her in half.
I fucking love her. I love her.
Oh, holy shit.
Oh, man.
That's tremendous.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Wow. Whew, boy.
Yeah, that would get old real fucking fast.
It's funny for the first, I don't know, hour, two?
Hang on. No, Brian, do you take Kimmy to be on, your, hang on, be hang your wife?
Hang on, let me cue it up, yes, and I'll have you start over. Hang on.
Yeah. Deep breath in. Okay.
All right, Brian, do you take Kimmy to be your lawfully wedded wife, to love, honor, cherish, obey, for as long as you both shall live?
Oh, yes, of course, I do, yes.
Kimmy, do you take Brian to be your lawfully wedded husband, good times, bad times, till death do you part?
Holy shit. I expect to see
a bouncy sea,
like a pancreas or something to just fly out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Wow. Seagulls or fucking something.
She's the best.
Oh my God.
She's the best.
As I just take a deep breath in.
Yeah, you do.
And try to manipulate that into something.
I got some you manipulate into something. About twice its size.
Being monstrous and magical.
Well, wow. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know about monstrous, but magical. I'll sign off on that. I'll sign that requisition form.
Give you the magical mystery tour.
I realize I was probably...
I will not be talked out of this. I am in love. It finally happened for real this time.
I give it a week.
A week? As you fucking, you just now.
Before you're fucking throttling her, shut the fuck up.
It would have to be your. She gets up before you, stumbles out to the kitchen, and you hear it. You can't help but laugh at it. I mean,
some people scratch their ass a little bit.
Your ass. You know?
She goes out there and fucking wakes up the goddamn neighborhood.
I used to have a guy live across the street as a child who lived across the street. Got a catty corner for me who would. It was pretty close to that. It was super impressive.
There's women out there because one time I got kicked out of a bar for burping too loud. So I simply decided to buy my own decibel meter and I burped a 109.
You know, can you imagine? Being at the bar for a while, having some drinks and shit, getting pulled over on the way home, and they go to put that thing in your mouth for you to fucking blow into, and you just blow the windows out of the cop car.
Oh. Oh 9.7. I prepared for the world record attempt by simply just taking notes.
Taking notes. What are you trying to pass the bar? You're just belching. You're just savage.
Eating different combinations, drinking different drinks, just seeing what was.
I love her.
No more. No more. After about a week, you're like, you're fucking drinking water, bitch, and that's it. No more soda. No more beer. Nothing.
It's enough already. We got it, Kimmy. Oh, I love her.
Make me
burp the loudest and then simply use that same trick on the radio to break the record.
Instead of burping, why don't you try washing some dishes, sweeping the floor? Make me a sandwich, cunt.
I will not sit here and let you speak ill of the woman I love. So good.
Oh, my God. Where is she at? She's got to be living like Wisconsin or something, or Maryland. Minnesota. Oh, Maryland. That's Maryland, right.
No, but that's a great,
trick on the radio to break the record.
Good morning.
I already knew I was loud.
It's Brian and Jeff on the Fist. Hey, coming up, it's Kimmy Cola. She's going to break the world record for belching loud. That's hilarious. And we're going to have that coming up right after the news and sports. Every 10 minutes, the weather.
10?
10?
Oh, no, our weather will be every minute and a half.
2? Oh, yeah. It's still cold out. Hey, we know. We got it.
Get it? It's still cold.
Here on January 10th, it's still cold outside. I know, Lou. I'm riding Jeff on the Fist. You know, if we do a block of the Fist, we have to do.
I gotta work on a persona for that. Somebody play off of Lou.
Oh yeah. I don't know if we can get Lou. I mean, I imitate it, but I don't know if we can actually get him in here. He's a busy man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, you work on that. Why don't you talk to him? See if you can convince him.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, I remember the day I came up with Louie Retta.
I still mark the occasion.
In a fucking minor league baseball game with Kylie, and she was like, "All right, boy, I wore her out with old Lou."
Oh,
man.
I bet fucking... you did. God, I hate Louie.
Oh yeah.
Needed to get the right mixture in.
I got a right mixture for you. Your mouth full of my load and a fucking queef while we're at it.
To produce this world record breaking burp.
Christ.
7.3. That was the record breaker.
All right,
there.
Go back. All right,
so now she had to be like so many feet away.
Yeah.
In a soundproof room. So they went to a radio studio. And she had to, and then it had to register on the sound, you know. It was really something. That's the record breaker right there.
That's
107.3. Yeah!
107.3,
the belch.
Yeah. Coming up, it's Kimmy Cola in the morning. She's going to belch at you for a fucking 2 hours straight.
This is Jeff Durant on 107.3, the smooth belch. Playing all your old-time yacht rock favorites.
The Quiet Belch.
the Quiet Belch.
This comes out of nowhere. A little bit of water can do the trick. Some nice food and some spicy food. Some
Jeff, have you ever belched and it sounded like that and it smelled terrific? I mean, it's just... Ugh. All stomach acidy and fucking cinnamony and pukey.
Cinnamon and sugary.
You never know just how you'll smell through someone.
Any of that stuff will make me burp.
We're the only podcast in America talking about the butthole surfers. I can tell you that much.
That's right.
Of course I love to surprise people with my burps.
I'm sure they fucking love it.
Animal, this girl. God She's damn. A fucking... And if you think that savagery ends at this belching, I'm sure this pig will take you for a ride. I'm telling you. I want to take her out.
You should look her up.
Yes, I should.
Face whether it's... Oh my God, that was amazing! Or that came out of you, or just anything. I've heard it.
Heard that before, but that's in reference to my kids. You made that?
Well, it was the best 90 seconds of my life. What do you mean? I remember when we were at some gathering together, and she was pregnant with what would have been your fourth. I remember you telling me, I mean, we didn't hang out a lot back then. There was a long time where Jeff and I rarely saw each other. Many years. Many, many years. See, it's weak in comparison. You know what I mean? It's
there's no way you can hang with this chick when it comes to belching. There's no way.
And I heard you. A. And B, do you remember what I said to you?
There's no fucking way.
I go, you know, there are other places to come.
Yes, yes. I think you said that to me about four different times.
Well, in the first couple, I'm like, all right. I'm like, But I think by the fourth, I was like, I mean, did you buy a farm I didn't know about? What are we doing? Four?
My fans on TikTok, when I go live, I'm able to usually...
Her fans on TikTok, you gotta pull this up, this girl, so we can see what's happening.
Fulfill any burp-related requests that they make.
Any burp-related...
What is her name?
Just, if you search for Kimmy Cola, K-I-M-Y...
M-O-U...
C-O-L-A.
Kimmy Cola. Yeah. Like that?
Yeah, something like that. You'll get to it. Yeah. That's her.
Jesus Christ.
How many... How many...
I want a party with this chick.
Yeah, I want a... All right.
Yeah, that's...
I think you're right.
I just broke the world record for women's loudest burp.
What the fuck?
This fucking slob. How many followers does she have on the old TikTok?
Fuck, I don't know. There's a
click on her name.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see how many she has.
5,146.
Only 5,100 followers? That seems low.
Well, I mean, think how it's going to go up now after we've talked about her. It won't. It'll go down.
Oh, yeah, it sure will. What's this first video right here? Let's... Okay.
I burp a bubble with my burp.
Okay, this is... Burp hang on, pause this. Pause this. This is genius. What she's going to do is she's chewing gum, and she's going to belch, and the belch will create the bubble from her bubble gum. This is genius.
Fantastic.
I've never seen it. This is genius.
Ready?
Yep.
Burp bubble.
We got it.
Cum bubble.
I love her.
You think I can?
I'm hoping. I already got my pants down. Fucking slob.
She swallows the gum, chokes on it, dies.
I have to blow it?
Yeah, you do.
I'd have to blow it first.
Yeah, boy, that's clean as a whistle.
Boy.
Oh, man. Oh, yes. Yeah? Preferably you will.
I have to blow it. I'd have to blow it first and then yeah. Burp into it.
Clean
and
as
then,
a whistle.
And then burp into it.
Clean as a whistle. You know what? Go back and play that again so I can get it super duper clean.
Please.
All right. I'd have to blow it first and then burp into it.
That's my girl. That's my girl.
And then I would...
That's when you knew.
That was
right?
When I...
Is that when you knew?
That, I mean, you
that
know.
Was the moment that, yeah, well, I got to have her.
When she said that, and I got a twitch, that's when I went, she's the one for me. Yeah, she's the one.
You'd start saying, you're the one that I want.
Yeah, she's the...
Just tie it up. Here you go. I'll be fine.
Fucking slob.
Gross. Put it back in your mouth. Don't play with it.
Attaboy. Clean. Clean as a whistle, Daddy-O. Clean. She is a mess.
She really is.
She's just laughing now at herself. I like to wrap that hair around my cock and jerk myself off.
I don't know anymore, okay?
Yeah, I know. I'm with you, honey.
I wish she'd throw up right in that fucking.
Me too.
It kind of
just watch it fill up.
Just fucking. Like that black chick like in my that, house that like, time when she threw up on my cock and balls.
Like that scene in Porky's 2 when they dump all, dump all the fucking creamed corn into the fucking.
Man, I lost it again.
Yeah, you did.
The first one was perfect. It's working though. Did you see the bubble move
Is
in the
it?
Air that like I could see the air filling
could you?
The bubble up.
You
like,
could not.
Could you?
She keeps pinching it off and shut. Put it back in her mouth.
Oh, that's also clean.
Well, she's proud.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sucks that fucking stale ass rotten belch air back in. Nasty.
I barp a bubble with my burps.
Burp or are we back? Oh. God.
What's the second video? How did they know? ?
Kimmy, is that you? Boy, she does have some power behind those. Ooh. Wow.
Jeff, if you wanted your kids to be great at something, how far down on the list would this be?
I'd be happy they were great at something.
Oh, that was cold.
Yeah, it was.
Cold
Didn't mean
as
it.
Ice.
Didn't mean it.
I'll just pick a random one.
Oh.
I mean, after a while, you gotta, you know, how many times could a guy come?
Jesus.
You know, now, you know that there are fucking dudes.
Oh,
whacked out
you,
motherfuckers that are
kidding?
Going to this
of
and they're
course.
Fucking genuinely getting off on
yes,
this.
Yes, of course.
Just belching.
Find something in the comments. Saying, hey, princess, this one says.
Hey, prince. Can I marry you?
Can I marry you? Well, I don't know. What do you do? Mutter like a horse? You fucking illiterate savage.
Okay, well, that's it. That's all the comments we get to see.
5,100 followers. I'd have thought for sure this chick would have had, you know.
I will be doing a little bit of everything. It's not thinking about.
She wearing a burka?
Burp a lot.
A burpa?
Oh yeah, I mean, there's gonna be lots of burps.
I don't care what anybody says. That's a good piece of business there, bud. That was good.
What?
A burpa?
Yeah. Well, You know.
I'll be doing it all though. I mean, most of my.
Yeah. Shut up.
Stop talking.
Just burp.
Stop talking and start sucking. Jeff had to throw his headphones off like he was having a fucking audio trauma. Wow. He fucking rolls her eyes back like she's coming real hard.
I'm telling you, you will be murdering her after a week.
Look, wifey material indeed, says the first comment on this one. I'm telling you, guys love her.
I'm thinking you and Jackson Davis might have some things in common here.
Yeah, well. Two first name asshole. That's the competition. That was a fuck
soul shattering belch. Yeah, there's some creeps.
Yeah, no. Are there? I gotta tell you though.
God damn.
I gotta tell you though, if she had an OnlyFans. I might.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I might.
Oh, my God. Wow. That is just incredible. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hi, everyone. I was in the middle of a TikTok live, and I got the hiccups. And I filmed a little video, and they're still going. It was like a 7... a minute video. So here I am, and I just figured, like, let's film some for TikTok.
What a mess.
Let's see. It's been 7 minutes. I've still had the hiccups. I drank a couple of alcohols and I had some chips. I don't know, man. Like, I was literally on TikTok Live. Goofing on people. Having fun with people. And I seriously thought it was just like, I don't know how I get the hiccups. I don't. I don't know. It's usually after the first sip of something. But I've had like a couple like.
Dude, there really is nothing worse than getting the fucking hiccups.
This is an 8-minute video, and I'm not going to watch all 8 minutes, but she's drinking White Claws.
Yeah.
And she's...
White Claws. And here I am. So I hope you guys enjoy. This free sample?
Free sample.
Everything else.
First one's on us.
We're just doing for fun. Let's see how long we can go, make these go for. I don't know. What's going to happen? And I do apologize because I've had a couple White Claws, so I feel really dumb right now. But I know that's what you guys want to see, and I don't want to let anyone down.
So. Like she's trying to here fucking hawk up sandpaper.
All right, for another 2 minutes.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, man, enough.
All right.
Wow. Boy, that's something else, man. America's Got Talent for sure.
Jeff, your line is, holy shit, how did that happen?
Holy shit, how did that happen?
Okay. When I point at you, you say that.
Okay.
Okay. Nacho cheese spill creates traffic hazard on Arkansas Highway.
Holy shit, how did that happen?
Hey, that's nacho business.
That's it. I quit. That's fucking... Is that the joke you wrote special for the show?
Yep.
Yeah? You've been working on that one all week, haven't you?
Nope. no, sir.
No.
No, sir.
That is not your business. Oh, I'm sorry. Nacho business.
Oh, anyway...
Play. A woman is left in bandages after a snake falls from the sky onto her arm and a hawk comes chasing after it.
I heard about this, but I didn't read anything about it. What the fuck, man?
A snake falls out of the sky. One. Okay.
Yep.
Then starts fucking biting you, right?
Right.
Jesus, help me. Please, Jesus, help me.
Well, he just threw a snake at you.
Where was Jesus when he threw a snake and a hawk at you, you simpleton?
Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
I just threw a snake at you. Don't you get the hit,
get the
bitch?
Fucking hit. Clueless imbecile. God.
Is that woman actually crediting the hawk with saving her life?
Crediting the hawk. Got this. This guy. Ooh.
What do you think? I made that voice up? Ha, good morning.
Hey. Big falls from...
I credited the hawk with saving her life.
...from the sky...
It's me, Lou Cannon.
...onto her arm, and a hawk comes chasing after it.
Ah, chasing after it. Breathless anticipation.
Jesus, help me.
Thank you for joining us this evening. I'm Bill Barajas. That woman actually crediting the hawk would say...
Oh, I fucking hate his broadcast voice.
So much.
Oh.
Yeah,
her life, even though it injured her in the process. It happened at...
the process!
Peggy Jones's home near Silsby, north of Beaumont. It's an interview you'll see only on Two. The woman spoke...
Well, there's a fucking reason you're only Two. Yeah.
Only on Two?
Two?
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. 2.
Look, so two? Bad. He's... God damn, he's just pissed.
Well, why would you pay
but
for it?
A woman is left in bandages after a snake falls from the sky onto her arm. His home near Silsby, north of Beaumont. It's an interview you'll see only on 2. The woman spoke with KPRC2's Corley Peel. Corley?
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 Corley Peel. Yes.
Peggy Jones says she hasn't been able to sleep much since the snake and hawk attacked her.
Well, you know what? I can maybe get behind that. Well,
maybe she's beginning to accurately interpret the message.
It's like like Homer sleep cobras.
You know, I don't know why, but speaking of Homer sleeping, there's in one of the early seasons, there's a thing where Homer has a big sandwich.
Yeah.
And he pisses on it, and it ends up, you know, like he takes it to bed with him. And I don't know why, but that always made me fucking laugh so hard.
One of my favorites when he's sleeping is when he's snoring and Marge can't get any fucking sleep and he's laying there just sawing logs and she goes to pinch his nose or cover his mouth or something and his fucking eyelids go.
Or serious injuries, but she says this will scar her for life. The wrap around Peggy Jones' arm covers the
wrap around Sue.
Keep away from wraparound snakes.
I mean, stupid. Play! God damn it! Good thing I went through the trouble to get this thing.
What are you waiting for?
I'm fucking trying to get it to play!
Infection or serious injuries, but she says this will scar her for life.
Yeah, well.
The wrap around Peggy Jones' arm covers the scars after a snake and hawk attacked her in her backyard.
I fucking love it.
I do.
I love it.
I was mowing on our property and just out of the sky.
Well, we didn't think you were mowing someone else's property. Christian dunce.
Snake fell onto my arm.
She says the snake held on tight.
I began to sling the snake off of my arm, and he wrapped around my arm and just held on tighter. He kept striking in my face. He was striking my glasses.
Jesus Christ, how terrifying.
I mean, that sounds...
Holy shit.
I mean, all kidding aside, Leah.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
That sounds fucking terrible.
Wouldn't back down.
Just started praying out, Jesus, help me. Please, Jesus, help me.
Where was Jesus when the snake was falling out of the fucking sky? In this, all of the area the snake could have fallen.
Everything happens for a reason,
sweetheart. It fell on your arm. Where was Jesus then?
According to you and your religion, God wanted that snake on you. So did Jesus.
Face. He was striking my glasses.
The snake wouldn't back down.
Just started praying out, Jesus, help me. Please, Jesus, help me.
Jones got another surprise.
A hawk came down. He grabbed the snake and tried to take the snake off, but I guess he didn't have a good grip. The hawk kept coming down. He came down about four times.
If you wrote something like this and put it on TV, nobody would believe
you. No one would believe it. It's the best. Christian.
You know what? The hawk was probably carrying a fucking snake and dropped it.
That's what happened.
It's got to be.
But still.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Exactly. Right where you're mowing.
The hawk kept coming down. He came down about four times. Finally got the snake and...
Yeah. Fuck you, bitch. You can have that snake.
With the snake.
You're not taking my meal, bitch.
And I looked down and I was covered in blood. My arm was... pretty tore up.
Jones has
I mean,
been rushed her to the hospital.
You seen them talons on them hawks, man? Them fuckers will rip into you too.
Do they have talons?
Is that Napoleon?
And I'm all over my right eye lens of my glasses.
Even the doctors had a hard time believing her story.
Yeah.
Listen, you ain't going to believe this shit.
Listen, okay. A snake and a hawk. Call the cops. All right. Yeah.
No, but you know, it's
Ben Elbow McGillicuddy. Got it. It was the. Okay, got it.
Well, she's pretty well oiled up, isn't she?
Fucking old oil can Susan or whatever the fuck her name is.
You know, you're right. That really is fucking so weird. Because it's not like you're out just standing in the same spot. You're mobile,
you're
on a tractor.
Moving. Yeah.
Wow, that's fucked up. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that bitch that tried to knock my nest out of that tree 10 years ago.
I'm going to get this fucking cunt.
Have a snake, bitch.
The snake wouldn't be bad enough. Like, you're really up against it with the snake. And now the hawk, you know, is... Yeah.
Drugs, because I asked
get
my
the snake unwrapped from your arm, start swinging it at the hawk.
Pretty tore up.
Joan's husband rushed her to the hospital.
I had venom all over my right eye lens of my glasses.
Even the doctors.
But what did they think it was? I mean, when it's venom, it wasn't cum. I mean, she was clearly fucking, you know.
Snake gets off on being dropped from the air and falling on people.
You know,
snake's falling through there going, he hits the lady.
Only one thing really gets me off. You're not going to believe this. Don't judge me, but.
Yes, listen.
I got to fall on white southern women and fucking tear up their arms and face with my fangs.
Fucking masochist snake.
Her story.
I think they kind of thought I might have been on drugs because they asked my daughter.
No yeah. Shit, stupid.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. What drugs is she on? All of them. Yeah.
My husband, what kind of drugs I was taking, but it was definitely no drug.
I'm on the drug of the Lord.
He believes the hawk is a reason her life was spared.
And I think that was God's way of...
No,
that was Jesus.
Where was God when it happened to you? Why didn't it keep from happening?
Letting me live. And mm-hmm. because I couldn't figure out a way, the snake was not letting go of my arm. I just feel thankful that I'm alive.
Joan says it's unclear what kind of snake attacked her, and it's unclear where the snake came from, but she believes the hawk might have been carrying the snake before it fell
on her. No shit, stupid.
On her, but again, it's a mystery.
It's a mystery, Jeff. It's a mystery.
It's not a mystery. This hawk was carrying the snake. The hawk dropped the snake. Snake fell, hit the woman. The hawk wanted its fucking dinner back. That's how the fucking, animal kingdom fucking
how
works.
Would
you,
how would you be that snake? First of all, you're fucked. The hawk's
fucked.
Got you.
I'm free. I'm fucked.
So you're panicking, right? You fall from
panic?
The sky. Well, I mean, you know. I mean, you have a survival instinct.
Yeah, okay.
Even
yeah,
as a right. snake, like, you know you're, you know, you know you're got. And then the dumb cunt drops you, okay? Oh, hey, okay, the dumb cunt drops you. And then it just lands on some random fat southern woman.
You're so like, you're okay, like, I can get out of this. I can beat this bitch.
I can fight my way out of this. And, but now it's you against the world. It's a woman and a hawk. I mean, man.
It's kind of like the sinking of the Titanic. That was reported a lot differently in the lobster world.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
A lot differently,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Good time was had
miracle.
By all.
Yes. Miracle. Lobsters fucking... released from captivity.
Ah, shit. Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
It's a great story. It's too bad she made it.
Yeah, you know what? I wish I could disagree with it, frankly. It's not your business.
No more on that story there, funny man?
No, buddy.
No?
All I got, I saw the headline. And I got right there. Here's what I wrote. Jeff's line is, quote, holy shit, how did that happen? End quote. What happened?
Trixie just texted me.
Yeah.
So she's going to her sister's house. Have fun with your dick and fart jokes. Well, today it's snakes and belches, so
yeah,
ah.
Yeah. That'll teach you. She marched out. He's like, fuck this. I'm tired of hearing these guys have fun. I'm out of here. He slammed the door shut, angrily slammed it shut, too. fuck these imbeciles. I'm out of here. We have spent half an hour on the girl belching. I wonder, do you still have her page up?
No.
No? Okay, it's all right.
Now from the Target 12 investigators, a Tiverton man accused of breaking into homes and stealing bedroom items earlier this summer is in trouble again.
Target 12 investigator Alexandra Leslie joins us now live in studio with the new details in video.
You don't stop doing that shit.
No.
You don't.
You don't.
No.
You know what you don't do? Stop doing that.
No. You get caught doing it. You're not going to go, I shouldn't have been doing this.
My bad.
You're going to go, I got caught. You're going to go back to doing it again.
when it's a serial problem, it's something that's, you know, yeah.
Yep.
He stole bedroom items.
Like alarm clocks, yes. Socks. Yeah. Right. Panties, dildos.
Police, Alex?
Well, you might remember back in June, Providence police alleged Benjamin Odrowski entered several homes and stole adult novelties used in the bedroom.
Hey, how you doing? Just come for the novelties. Thanks. Come for the novelties, stay for the crust. What?
For that issue, when I learned the 32-year-old was recently arrested again after police said he was found peering into a woman's window in East Providence.
Hey, how you doing?
Boy. I'd sure like to get in there and steal that dildo.
Man. No, this is, I mean, you know. Apparently, so you're stealing sex toys and now you're looking at, it's escalating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is my point. Like,
yeah.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer didn't start with humans. Okay. Like he killed right, animals yeah, first. Yeah. Like he worked his way up.
Yeah.
I'm saying this guy is heading to a more nefarious yeah. fucking.
I think at this point it's probably time for the bullet.
Yeah, that,
before
that's
something
kinda,
serious happens.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
One of the brain pan.
Yep.
Society is saved.
You yeah. don't fix that.
No.
You really don't.
No. When you're a kid toucher, when you're doing stuff like this, it's hardwired
it's just,
in
it,
you.
It is, yes.
There's something the matter with
you. The circuitry's broken. And,
yes.
Yep. Woman's window in East Providence.
Where were you before dinner?
Hey, how you doing?
We're down to thing. We'll take a walk.
Police body-worn camera video obtained by Target 12 shows the moments East Providence police questioned a Tiverton man outside a restaurant parking lot last month following a report of a suspicious person at an apartment complex.
Hey. Hey, how you doing?
And then I said, sorry, I walked right by their window.
A police report obtained by...
Oh, he sounds like a really together,
he
competent
really
young man. He sounds like he's really got it to, you know... Probably was on the way home from his Bible study group.
Sorry, I happened to walk right past your window.
You just happened to amble past a fucking woman's window?
Amble. The ambulator.
The ambulator is just coming home from his Bible study group. Oh, I'm sorry, I...
No, he was volunteering at the soup kitchen.
That's what it was.
And then I said, sorry, I walked right by their window.
A police report obtained by Target 12 shows a 28-year-old woman...
28.
...reported seeing a suspicious man outside of her apartment sometime after 9 p.m. The woman told police she was changing her daughter's diaper when she saw a man...
Oh, there it is.
That's bullet time.
There it is. He's fucking yanking his fucking, you know... Probably hadn't showered since Monday. You know, just this half-fetted fucking cock.
Monday of 1982. Gross.
I mean, you God.
Know. Window. She says she screamed and that before the man ran...
He came.
That's what got him over the edge.
Yep, you got it, you know.
That's what got him there.
If you're into that kind of thing, that's what it takes. Tell me what it takes to make you come.
Ah, bull. Can't see out the window anymore.
No, nope. I bought some glaze for this
now
window.
These teenagers
honey.
Were here whitewashing the windows with soap. No.
I'll blow myself
That's,
with fucking soap.
That ain't soap.
Nope. She screamed. Man, that fucking woman screaming is a real thing. Like, when you hear that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like real
when
distress.
It's real, yeah.
Yeah, that's a.
Yeah.
That's a real thing happening.
Her daughter's bedroom window. She says she screamed and that before the man ran, he peered into the window one more time.
Yep. Yeah. He had to shake off.
Me? Okay, I'll go. Sorry.
He was fucking
shaking. Sorry, I walked right past your window in the grass on the backside of the house.
Yeah. I'd have been taking some DNA swabs from that vinyl siding outside that fucking apartment. Oh. He was...
Got smegma all over the windowsill.
Shaking the dew off his lily before he had to move on. One last look inside the fucking window. Just want to make sure I saw what I saw.
Street also reported seeing Nadrowski go up to the window.
I didn't mean to see, but I walked right by.
East Providence police later identified the suspect as 32-year-old Benjamin Nadrowski. They met up with him at a local restaurant for questioning before arresting him for disorderly conduct.
Hey, how you doing?
I didn't mean this.
He was out in front of a Chili's, by the way, just hanging out.
Police said Nadrowski admitted the woman saw him in the window, but that he'd been exercising in the area and was...
Yeah, he was. He was fucking doing some fucking arm pumps and some fucking wrist twists.
All right, fellas, wrist twist and arm pumps. Let's go. Give me 10 inches.
Delightful.
Because he'd made food deliveries there. He denied peering in.
Oh, food deliveries.
Yeah,
So this guy has got it together. I don't know why we're harassing this poor gentleman. He's clearly an upstanding member of society.
High protein food items.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Lots of protein. Tastes like bleach to remind you to clean. Or smells like bleach to remind you to clean.
And was familiar with the complex because he'd made food deliveries there.
Yeah. So he's a born winner, in other words. At 32, he's got it figured out.
He's
delivering
got it going
food
on.
For a living, jerking off in front of girls' windows. Allegedly.
Window and told police he was just smoking a cigarette.
Well, was he working out or was he smoking? What's this guy doing? You mean, you know what? I'm starting to believe this guy's not telling the truth.
He's on the John Belushi exercise program.
little chocolate donuts,
cigarettes.
Was I not supposed to do that? No, I'm sorry.
First run-in with the law. The 32-year-old was arrested in Providence earlier this summer after police uncovered an unusual string of breaking and entering cases.
Uh-huh.
Police alleged Nadrowski stole a total of 3 adult novelty items from bedrooms he broke into.
Just...
When interviewed by police, he said he intended to give the novelties to a friend as a birthday gift.
Jeff, I know your birthday's coming up in January, and... I'm going to get you a used sex toy for your birthday.
He's like Robin Hood. He steals from the rich and gives to the poor.
I mean, when you're stealing sex toys, underwear, I almost understand. Almost.
I don't.
If you know the girl, I can almost understand.
It's still gross.
But almost clean, not dirty ones.
Oh,
but like,
okay.
Just like to have them. You know what I mean? Right. Like this was this close. I almost... this was against her pussy. That I almost understand. But, you know, I'm going to take a, you know, stinky dildo home and smell it and whack my butt.
Well, you're going to wash give it away.
I think Jeff fell for the lie on this one.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to buy a dildo out of the trunk of your car here at the Hot Now. Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's Hot Now, all right.
Now, police also told me they got a report of a suspicious person in the area a few nights prior to Nadrowski's arrest in East Providence, but they didn't locate anyone at that time.
No.
Since Nadrowski violated the conditions of his release in the Providence cases, he was ordered held without bail and sent to the ACI.
Yeah, he was. I'm not seeing the problem.
You know, there's one Hot and Now left, right? Remember those rest of fast foods?
I don't.
Sturgis.
Really?
Yep.
Sturgis, Michigan?
Sturgis, Michigan.
Huh.
We still have the drive through Hot and Now.
Hmm.
I need to check that and make sure I'm not lying, but I'm pretty sure.
You've been lying, Jimmy.
You've been lying.
Let's open a Burger Chef. Let's see who owns the rights to Burger Chef and then open one. Let's do that.
Hardee's.
Hardee's owns the rights to Burger Chef?
Yeah, Hardee's. That's who used to be Burger Chef, ultimately.
Right, but who owns the rights to it?
To Burger Chef?
Yeah.
I don't know. Number of locations, 1.
No shit.
Michigan.
Huh. I'll be damned.
Sturgis Hot Now.
Burger Chef was an American fast food restaurant chain.
Yep.
I remember one in this town, in the downtown area.
Yeah, up this way.
Yeah.
And then we had the one down where their Arby's is now, next to the bank.
Okay, so I don't remember that.
Really?
Being you don't remember that? A Burger Chef.
I where that Arby's is, that used to, it was a Burger Chef, and then it was a Godfather's Pizza.
That's what I remember.
Yeah. Yep.
I remember the Godfather's Pizza.
Yep.
Let's see. Burger Chef was an American fast food restaurant chain. Let's see. 1954. Went out of business in 96?
Who?
Burger Chef. 1,200 locations in 1972. Surpassed only by McDonald's. 1,600. This is in 72.
Yeah.
How do you fumble that bag?
I don't know. Croc really fucking...
General Foods sold Burger Chef. This is in 82. Which also owned Hardee's for $44 million. Wow, what a bargain. Well, and then changed to Hardee's. You're right. Well, I miss Burger Chef. What was the fucking menu like?
They were one of the first ones to have a salad bar, if I remember correctly.
Is that right?
I think so. I'd have to double check that.
See, but... also, Burger Chef murders? What?
Whoa. The fuck did you stumble onto?
Well, we're going to find out. Let's see. Burger Chef murders took place at a Burger Chef restaurant in Speedway, Indiana.
What?
That's Indianapolis. On the night of Friday, November 17th, 1978, four young employees went missing in what was initially thought to be a petty theft of cash. By Saturday morning, it became a clear case of robbery kidnapping. By Sunday, when their bodies were discovered, holy fuckaroni.
Wow.
Police did not initially consider the case to be serious, given that management reported the loss of only approximately $581. No clear signs of struggle. Thought to be a petty theft. When the four did not reappear the following morning, it became evident that the youths had been abducted while closing the restaurants. And let's see, on Sunday morning, hikers found the bodies of all four youths 20 Yikes. Miles away in Johnson County. I'll be damned. Huh.
I remember getting a kid's meal from Burger Chef for Halloween, or, you know, around that time of the season. And it came with a flexi disc record.
Oh, yeah.
And I have those.
What? Did you find it?
No, I have them. I had to download these. This Cackle Burger casts a spell.
Conjuring ketchup, Burger Chef, look up in the sky. Here comes Cackle Burger the witch on her broomstick.
That traffic over the airport was murder.
Well, what brings you in tonight, Cackleburger?
Jeff. He's the winner of my Frog for a Day contest.
Nervous napkins. I never entered a...
Nervous napkins.
Shut up. What are you laughing at? Then beat it.
Frog for a Day contest?
Well, honey, you're in luck. I just picked your name from the phone book.
I don't think I'd like being a frog.
How do you know? You just sit on a lily pad and catch flies with your tongue all day. Don't knock it till you tried it.
Oh, this is great.
I forget what it's in here somewhere.
The only other floppy, kind of like a vinyl.
A flexi disc.
Yeah, like a flexi disc. Billy and the Boingers.
Yeah.
Came on a flexi disc, right?
Fangburger's Haunted Hotel is the other side.
Well, all right.
I think I've got Billy and the Boingers, too.
Let's hear some of that. Let's hear some of the Fangburgers.
Fangburger?
I refer to a couple girls as Fangburgers over the years.
I thought those were Bangburgers.
Trembling tomatoes, Burger Chef. Here comes Fangburger the Vampire.
Oh. Burger Chef and Jeff, I'm feeling lower than the gravedigger's shoelaces. I'm about to...
Shut the fuck up.
Lower than a grave digger's shoelaces.
This is what? Fang Burger?
Fang Burger's Haunted Hotel.
Who's my business? Well, what business is that, Fang Burger? I'm going to have to close my hotel, the Haunted Boo.
But that's the only hotel in Transylvania.
Yes, but everybody says it's haunted. I can't get any guests. Looks like I'll have to sell out.
Okay, well, it's operated by a vampire,
Here's the thing. And I'm going to cut this out. Or at least beep it.
Ha 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 ha
Nathan Bildhire, the famous hotel magnate.
Bankrupt burgers!
Relax, Fangburger. Look, Jeff and I will stay overnight at your hotel and prove it's not haunted. Right, Jeff?
Sure, Burger Chef.
I don't know how to fang you, Burger Chef.
Had enough?
We're getting there. It's close.
Your stay at the Haunted Boo will be an unforgettable experience.
Nervous napkins, that's what I'm afraid of.
All right. Yeah, I hate this jittery Jew.
This jittery Jew.
Nervous napkins.
Night, Jeff.
Shut your mouth.
It'll be good to get inside the hotel.
Ominous onions, Burger Chef.
All right.
Is that it? You're out?
No, I'm still
ominous
in.
Onions.
I'm still in. Ominous onions.
I'm thinking it'd be good to get home.
Maybe we should knock first. The door is open. Oh, Burger Chef and Jeff. Isn't it a beautiful evening?
Yeah.
May
sure.
I neck, check your bag?
Hack.
Yes. Right.
Cranking yes. Burger.
Good evening.
Show our guests to room 1313. Here's...
Walk this way.
No, this way.
No, this way.
The skeleton key.
Why, of course. Follow me.
I was working in my lab late one night.
Man, look at this Burger Chef menu. Check this out.
Yeah, what do you
hamburgers,
got?
Cheeseburgers, the big chef.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hot fish sandwiches.
That's what they called me in high school.
What, the hot fish?
The hot fish.
There's a couple girls I dated who smell like a hot fish. French fries, milkshakes, giant milkshakes, Coca-Cola, orange drink, root beer, hot chocolate, coffee, milk, apple, turnover, end of fucking menu. That's a wrap.
There you go.
On the old Burger Chef menu.
That was like the standard menu in those places back in those days. Everybody had that.
People on the go. Go burgers. I'm going to get a Burger Chef t-shirt. There's got to be a logo t-shirt somewhere.
Got to be one, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Well, let's go back to that. What are we doing? Yeah, man, I got to hear how this ends.
Burger suspense,
Chef,
are you?
I just remembered I left the water running at home.
Oh, don't be silly, Jeff. We'd like to leave a wake-up call.
That won't be necessary.
Ooh.
No one has ever stayed all night. Ah, room 1313.
1313. Yeah. All right.
Excuse the cobwebs. Your window has a lovely view.
This is the gayest sounding vampire I've ever heard.
No, that's not the vampire anymore. That's Igor or whatever.
Oh,
showing him the bellhop.
That's the innkeeper?
Yeah, whatever.
Good evening.
Shrieking shakes.
All right, you fucking fairy. God.
If you need anything, just call Gloom Service.
Oh!
Good evening.
Gloom Service.
Gloom Service.
Wow.
Turn on the TV, Jeff.
And now, Tales of the Supernatural. Monster Theater. Tonight's thrill.
No! Burger Chef, there's nothing but horror movies on this television.
Well, just one of those nights, Jeff. Let's turn in.
Nervous napkins, Burger Chef. I think I'll read for a while. Burger Chef.
I actually think you're going to take those little pants off and let me fucking Roger your asshole.
I think I'll bleed for a while, Burger Chef. Oh, you will.
Bleeding buttocks, Burger Chef.
Bleeding butthole, Burger Chef. Okay, we really need to re-record this.
Pitched pecker, Burger Chef.
Impacted colon. I almost said Batman.
Congested colon, Batman. Burger Chef.
Galloping prolapse.
Galloping prolapse. No, because it has to be the same letter.
Yeah, I know.
So it's got to be so.
Purple prolapse.
Probable prolapse.
Painful prolapse. I keep saying Batman.
Well, Batman is. Nervous napkins, you fairy.
That bookcase is moving. There's something behind it. Look, a ghost.
Hold on, Jeff. Don't panic.
Hey, it's only a sheet with a man underneath.
Oh, you've cracked the case, Scoob.
I'd have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for these meddling kids. This fucking gay, this chef and his fucking...
Gay chef and his little fucking party boy.
Yes. I'd have gotten away with it, too, if not for Burger Chef and Pink Socking Jeff sitting next to him.
Oh, Pink Sock Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, shit.
How do you do?
Good evening.
What's going on in here?
Mr. Bildhire here was scaring away all your hotel guests.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't Igor and the Dracula that runs the place. It was the guy in the sheet.
Yeah. The bloodsucker running the place.
Yeah.
Completely above board. Yeah. You got an insurance adjuster who's scaring your clientele away. Yeah, we cracked that case in 2 minutes. Yeah, yes.
So he could buy it cheaply from me and make a big profit.
Told ya!
Yeah. Wrong to have done it. What can I do to repay you?
Maybe there is a way you can...
Peter Lorre stars in.
Here are your winnings.
Fang Burger's Haunted Hotel. He didn't say that.
I know. It would have been funnier if he did, though.
Here are your winnings, General.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
To make amends.
I will do anything.
Well, just keep on doing what you're doing.
What?
Only advertise it. Call it the Horror Hotel and double your rates. Folks will love to spend the night in a real haunted hotel.
Oh, fucking capitalist burger chef.
Now who's the fucking capitalist weasel? It's the burger chef. Oh, now. Okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Make that fucking money.
All fucking comes out in the end. Burger Chef wants you to make money. Mm-hmm. Call it the Whore Hotel and double your rates. Hell, call it the Whore Hotel and triple your rates.
What a bite or a bright idea.
Were you trying to do Dice?
Dice Dracula.
Dice Dracula.
I'm over here now.
Blah. I'm over here now. I can't do it.
Blah. I'll fucking kill you and take every suit in the fucking store. Blah. The fuck did we get there?
I don't know. All right, we gotta finish this. Get like a minute.
We'll be famous.
I'll make a fortune. I mean, really make a fortune.
Sure, everybody loves a good scare.
Sure, everybody loves a good fortune.
Jeff, you're incredible.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff, shut up. Shut up.
Keep diddling my asshole,
yeah,
Jeff.
Yep.
Yikes. Wow.
Bitter blowjobs, Burger Chef. Shut up. Yikes. All right, everybody. Well, I think we got one more story left to do, but I don't know if we,
How long have we been running?
At hour 13.
Yeah, you want to do one more story?
Well, let me tell you the headline to see if it sounds good to you. Hang on, let's see. Atwater man arrested for breaking in and rubbing women's feet while they slept.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Is there audio?
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear the audio.
An Atwater man is in jail tonight, accused of...
So it's only in one speaker. That was somehow as a production mishap. I'll blame Doug Reach around for that.
Yeah, I would. Fuck Doug.
Nevada resort and rubbing their feet while they slept. Neighbors in the North Valley say they had strange encounters with the suspect long before this arrest.
Yeah.
And thanks for joining us tonight for Action News Live at 5. Good evening, I'm Warren Armstrong.
Warren Armstrong?
I'm Graciela Moreno.
Whoa.
Cool. English, please.
English. You're fucking, I'd be sitting at home and some shit. I'd be like, English.
English, please. In this country, we speak American.
Mick, it's your good job.
I'm Warren Armstrong.
And I'm Graciela Moreno.
Ooh, I don't know. I like it.
Action News reporter Kate Nemerich joins us live from outside the Merced County
outside
jail where the suspect is being held. Kate.
Hello.
Good evening.
Talk, Kate.
News reporter Kate Nemerich joins us live from outside the Merced County Jail where the suspect is being held. Kate.
Good evening.
Good evening. Mark Anthony Gonzalez's neighbors tell me they've had some run-ins over the years, including saying he's broken into garages in the neighborhood and stolen women's flip-flops.
Now he's breaking in and rubbing their feet. It's
the same story as the other story. It's bullet time. It's progressing.
Fucking bullet time.
It's getting progressively worse.
He's probably taking them flip-flops.
He's just licking them. He's fucking...
Oh, he's remember fucking we had rubbing them on his cock.
Rubbing
it in between the fucking, you know, where your toes go. And
he's befouling those flip-flops.
Those poor flip-flops. What did we do?
We've seen better days.
Would
you
quit?
I hit it again. Fuck you. God.
The news of his arrest doesn't really come as a surprise to them. It does shock others in Atwater.
It does what? Shock.
She fucked that up, didn't she?
Shock the monkey.
Well, the news of his arrest doesn't really come as a surprise to them. It does shock others in Atwater.
Shock others.
Atwater.
It's scary, especially a small.
She stuttered. It was that last sperm trying to get out of her throat.
I mean, you don't really expect something like that here. I know it didn't happen here, but he's from here, so
this is.
So why are you fucking
talking to her?
It didn't happen here. I have nothing to do with this, but I'm going to say something anyway.
Hang on, let's listen to the whole sentence.
Again. Small town from here.
Others in Atwater.
It's scary, especially a small town from here. I mean, you don't really expect something like that here. I know it didn't happen here, but he's from here, so
this.
Why did that make the news? Why don't you talk to eight people instead of one and put that dummy on the news?
Yeah.
At least two disturbing crimes nearly 200 miles away from his home. Authorities say.
Whoa, wait a minute. This guy traveled.
Broke into a resort in State Line, Nevada, near Lake Tahoe on July 2nd and 3rd.
Oh, yeah.
Two women reported waking up to see the 26-year-old standing at the end of their beds, rubbing their feet.
Hey, how you doing? Good evening.
What the fuck?
Investigators with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office identified.
Just they wake up. They're looking at him. He's just staring at her, rubbing their feet. And all of a sudden he goes, no, she's dead.
No, she's dead.
Investigators with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office identified Gonzalez and reached out to law enforcement in Merced County, where they say he's also suspected of stealing women's shoes, entering properties without permission, and sexual acts during some of those incidents.
Oh, boy. So
it's bullet time.
Guy drove 200 miles to Lake Tahoe, breaking into resorts, right?
Yeah.
Rubbing chicks' feet.
Yeah.
How do they find him? He's the one non-white guy who's not working here at the resort. Go
right.
Get him.
Yeah.
He's super easy to find.
Properties without permission and sexual acts during some of those incidents.
Oh, boy.
Detectives believe his alleged crimes were escalating.
No, that's what, yeah, it's
yeah.
Like Jeff said, it's bullet time.
It's
that
bullet
might be a show
time,
title.
Man.
It's bullet time.
It's bullet time.
Yep, time to die.
Gonzalez at his Atwater home. Locals we spoke with say they're happy to hear he's behind bars.
More locals.
And wonder what motivated the bizarre behavior.
Well, he's got a fucking brain disorder.
He's got a fucking problem.
And it's time to die. Don't fucking make me dictator.
You need to die, Steve.
What's that from?
Deadwood.
Oh,
with
drunk
Steve.
Yeah,
who said that to it? Was it Hostetler?
I am never going to remember that.
You need to die, Steve.
I did not fuck that horse.
So maybe he needs the kind of psychological help.
No.
No.
He's on drugs.
No.
No.
No. He needs some help with his brain.
Yeah.
But it's something entering one side of his brain and exiting the other side.
He needs some help loading the clip.
Yeah, that's it.
Bullets are cheap solutions.
He needs the kind of psychological help. If he's on drugs, rehab, something, Maybe there is hope for him?
Nope.
No.
The Merced County Sheriff's Office confirms Gonzalez was previously arrested for trespassing in 2017 and then in 2019 for theft while on supervised release.
Time to die.
There you go.
Now he faces two counts each of burglary and battery. Authorities say both of the victims in Nevada were staying on ground level floors, and it's believed they may have left screen doors unlocked.
What do you think? He climbed up to the second floor like the fucking Lindbergh baby murderer and fucking.
He's like that climate dude that fell to his death in that story last week.
Fucking, yeah.
Good.
I'm going to pull a name out and hope it's right. Bruno Richard Ottman was the one that they executed for getting the Lindbergh baby. He's a fucking. Put a rickety old ladder together, climbed up to the second floor. Allegedly. No, it was him, but like, man, that's, you know.
Yeah.
I was all on the first floor. Really, Sherlock? You figured that out, huh? Okay.
On ground level floors, and it's believed they may have left screen doors unlocked. It's a good reminder whether you're at home or on
vacation.
Why
the fuck would you do that even?
And secure your property. Meanwhile, Gonzalez is being held here at the Merced County Jail on a fugitive warrant and $50,000 bail until he can be extradited to Nevada.
Until he can be executed
in Nevada. Yeah, you have to take the quick fucking way out of that one. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
There's no fucking saving.
There's no curing that guy.
Nope.
Yeah, he's a mess. It's over. Johnny, ouch. Fucking hit my funny bone. It wasn't too funny. You know what
we
I mean?
We quit hitting shit.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da. Anyway. All right, everybody. Thanks for got a good Burger Chef deal in. Anything else happening in your life lately we need to talk about real quick? Or?
No.
No?
Nope. Hate my job, but, you know.
Is that true? Do you really?
No, I don't. I'm frustrated with it.
I'm getting to hate mine.
I'm frustrated with it because we've got so many projects and so many people wanting stuff, and we just don't have the resources to do it, and I just don't know what to tell people anymore. And it's just frustrating. I don't want to deal with it anymore, but I will.
Tell them the truth.
I do.
We're understaffed and we're doing the best we can.
I do, but, you know, when you get an email every week, you know, hey, is this done yet? Hey, is this done yet? You know, no, it's not.
No, we got a hiring freeze. We're understaffed. We're doing the best we can.
Then you start getting fucking emails from the sales department because now you're fucking hurting sales, and boy, that just does not fly well. No, so, you know.
No, I bet not.
You know.
I was fine at my job today up until about 1:30, and I fucking got annoyed. We've chosen chaos as a brand over there, and it fucking puts me off my feet.
I was looking. Whoa, hey.
Oh,
hey, whoa, easy now.
What you got? Uh-oh.
I was looking at you guys' website.
Well, kind of. Yeah.
There you go. Let's see.
Corporately.
The team.
Our team.
How come your picture is not on here?
Because I refuse to take one.
Where is your fucking picture?
I refuse.
Where's your name?
I refuse to take one.
Where's your name?
That's.
Is that the guy I know?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, I refuse to take a picture.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I had to for a badge, but.
And I also wouldn't sit for the video they wanted to do either. I wouldn't sit still for that either. So,
gross.
And those pictures all very old.
Yeah.
Very old.
Get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. I want to go eat.
The fuck out. Doug, shut it down.
I want to go eat. And we'll see you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, the show's over?